Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Brianna Cook, Monto, Queensland.
Living on a 2,000-acre beef cattle property in central Queensland and with the end of school fast approaching, my teacher suggested I move to the city, take up a course at uni and find a career. But with my family's support, I went with what my heart wanted to do, and it wasn't more time in another classroom. My passion started when on a rare family holiday, Mum booked my brother and myself in for trick riding lessons. I was captivated by this experience and ever since have been dedicated to perfecting the technical skills of trick riding. At home on the farm, I trained my mustering horse to become a fancy trick riding horse. This proved quite a challenge because each time I went to stand upright or lean out of the saddle, my horse would stop, resulting in some heavy falls. But none of it scared me. I guess I was too little to realise what could go wrong. Because of our outback location, professional tutorial was non-existent and our internet was not up to speed to watch YouTube videos. So I had to go old school and continue my learning from a book. My skills continued to develop, and when my school offered placement at a horse trainer for work experience, no one was going to stop me. It was here that I was introduced to liberty work with unrestrained horses. The horses had no restraints on them and were following instructions through voice and whip commands alone. Everything I saw that man do with his horses, I asked my little horse to try. Together we failed, I cried, and sometimes we succeeded. Liberty work with horses helps you form a unique bond, and it is the best high I have experienced in my life. The best part of living in a small, close-knit community is the support offered. So when I had honed my skills enough to show off to others, it was the country shows who hired me. Recently, I have taught several young ones the basic techniques of trick riding and liberty training by holding horsemanship clinics for kids. I now have two girls in my team performing with me throughout central Queensland. We practice at my place 2 to 3 afternoons a week, and I continue to train the horses in my spare time. Not many kids my age are able to follow their dreams. I am grateful for the opportunity to be living my dream in my gap year. Making this decision wasn't easy, but 10 months down the track, I know I chose the right path.
Haywire,